Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, the Bible says, "And for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Galatians chapter 5 and then verse 1. "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free." And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Refuse to be bound again. Because in Jesus Christ we are free from many things. Now, in looking at overcoming fear in Christ Jesus, we need to understand that the enemy of faith is fear.
The
Bible says that by faith we walk. We walk by faith and not by sight. Walking is talking about making progress. So God is telling us that for you to make progress in your life, you have to do it by faith and not by what you see.
Na se ye botum na ye tumpu no abraboy ma onyeza eni ehuno na ode ezi eduma na ode yeji jezi eni na ezi twanamon.
Because many times if you rely upon what you see, if you focus on what you see, you will never progress in life.
Na empenpines when ya tuza ehuda
if you focus on what you feel, if you focus on the environment around you, you will never be able to make progress. But God wants us to make progress. That is why he says that we should walk. And we are going to make the progress by the word of the Lord. Do you want progress in your life?
Yeah.
Then you are not going to do it by what you see. You must cherish the word of God because that is the only way you can walk forward. Because the opposite of faith is fear. Fear does not make us progress. Fear rather makes us retrogress.
Na osande jezi ma onye ni bo enyim ni ye isro no onu ye za o ma yesanhenechi oye isro no o ma yesanhenechi na jezi obo ma ye tokokan.
May you go forward in your life.
Amen. Nyameye na dum ni en tokan ko hena wo hena brabo emu.
Areas that you have not pushed forward, made inroads, it may be in your marriage, your finances, your business, it may be in your Christian life, your ministry, whatever, but may the Lord help you not to stagnate, but may ye by the word of the Lord, not by what you see, not by the attitude of your friend, but by the word of the Lord, may he help you to make that progress in that aspect of your life.
Na biebiara amena wuye to sinu ye pade nyame nasem ozukana oshawzen na etum na atakokan na ezinkunyim biempo a ezinkuku dadaw no nyame nasem a ye tenyibri onbo na ondumo na tokokan osande asam no na owotum de owo amena wuye tumpon.
There are five ways that fear comes into the life of the believer.
Akwan ahru enuma isro obehena brabo.
We need to be careful about these things because the Bible says that you can be a believer, you can be set free by Jesus Christ, you can be introduced into the new covenant, but you can allow yourself to be entangled again in a yoke of bondage.
Na Bible ma yan chase de ebi a wodi founding adum yen na yan hwe ye ya osan isro na za oka ye hunintin obama ya san ya kofa inkondua anka waji hene fiase ne dada onumu.
The first way that fear comes is through sin.
Na ekwan kra isro obanye de yebeye bon.
When Adam and Eve sinned, they said that they were afraid.
Na abra Adam na Eve wo ye bon no isro bo hon akwem no wo ka chiram de yesro de yebebe no.
It is true, anytime you sin you lose boldness.
Na abibiara ebe ye bonu ehre akukuduri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God wants us to watch it that we do not play with sin in our lives as Christians.
Na nyame pede amen na uyehwe boni ye de yamfa boni zagor na yanko di to boni biara biara.
Anytime you sin you lose your confidence.
Na abibiara ebe ye bonu akukudura ewo no ehre.
And you keep looking over your shoulders.
Na abibiara etotu we ni hwe de ah obi hwe ma na obi ehuma.
Whether God is coming or something evil is coming because you feel naked, you feel vulnerable, you feel that anything at all can hit you. Spiritually, you feel like that just because sin has a way of blocking you between you and your God.
Na osanda aya bona esroninti boni yeza osu aminawo ekwande yebenya nkita wuzi papa wohianya menenim enti oma empenipino otode eya na ehwehwe wachi ehwe a nyame orebe sisiara ana bibi bondi bottom ana mabrabwe wa bewie osan ebona aminawo eya na yekotum na ozi stroke se odi chehena brabom.
You will not be afraid in your life.
Amen. Isro biara enshawo do wa brabom.
I said that you will not be afraid in your life.
Isro biara wa brabom.
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 says, verse 13 says that who will harm you if you are followers of that which is good? When you are doing the right thing, you do not fear any harm. So you must be careful not to allow fear into your life by playing with sin. The second way that fear comes is through ignorance. When you are ignorant of something, you are afraid to tempt it. When you do not know how to fly an airplane, they put you in the cockpit and the engine is on, you'll be afraid. You feel like jumping down. You say, hey, open the door for me. You may be a righteous person living a good life, but because of ignorance, you will see that you are afraid to remain in the engine, in the aeroplane whose engine is on, and maybe it has started moving. The autopilot has started moving. Say, hey, open the door for me.
Ebia eya hutunyi mapa nanso osande enyim nyimzi wo eloplane twu ne hunti se accident then when you tina engine chi na oshas there oruko nenim kakra bia akometu ne sure be kan no me be kan there won boy abone ntem na fimko.
A pilot who is not a Christian will not be afraid because he knows about the aircraft.
Na obi a oyɛ pilot a onye Christian so kotu ni plane na onsro osande onyim adwuma plane no tum na oyɛ.
So let us watch ignorance in our lives because we do not know much about business. When they tell us that we should get into something, you see that your life must progress into a particular business, maybe into a particular industry, but because you do not know anything about it, you freeze and you stand there and you say that no, this is not a word from the Lord. It is a word from the Lord. The issue is that you are ignorant and you need to get rid of the ignorance.
Ephesians
4:18 says that being excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them. There is a life of God that is inside of you that He has got for you to live. It is not an ordinary life, it is a high life. It is the life of God which is deposited inside of you. But you can be excluded from expressing this life of God because of ignorance. Because the life of God involves our making progress and moving forward in our lives, every aspect of our lives. But you can be excluded from the life of God in a certain aspect of your life from making that progress because of ignorance. Ignorance will introduce fear into your life so that you freeze and you say that as for me, this is all that my life will be. I am a teacher. As for me, this is all that my life will be. I fear money. As for me, I like money, but I fear big money. When I see big money, I am afraid. I tell you what, ignorance can keep you from experiencing the life that God wants you to have on this earth.
Zayenim impenipino Obama Yashreza or de Obahena Brabum. Na inzama papa nyamize ashenmuno. Sayeninum and hunyim zia obeyezende amenao yebotum na yasor na yezidunkuim o sande se ekwanu pobwe na waketro de. Oh, the medjume eya ebotum na eziye ya mebe kinde eyi onfinya mo o sande amenao yenyim zibiara waza.
So may the Lord enlighten your darkness.
Amen. Nyame onfa ekan embra usun.
I said, may the Lord enlighten your darkness. May the Lord give you appetite for the kind of life that He wants you to live. So that your life will not stagnate and retrogress because you are afraid to venture and get more knowledge. You are afraid of the unknown. You are afraid of the future. And you say that I am settling for this kind of life. It's okay, Pastor. The third way that fear comes is through historical occurrences or repetitive occurrences, something that happens over and over again in your experience. I remember when God came to Ananias and told him that go and minister to Paul. He was Saul at that time, the apostle Paul. After God had even spoken to Ananias, Ananias said, Lord, I have heard of many that this man that you say I should go to, he rather asks permission from government and chases Christians. Now you say I should go to him. But it was God who has spoken to him.
Yeah.
But you see, by experience, the kind of life that Paul had led even introduced fear into the life of Ananias. I believe he was afraid. Yeah, I believe he was afraid. And God told him, go, I have chosen him.
Na osan tibiana so owom gadauna nyusana obu de obobu ankofan no wokum a Christian fan wona brodo no oye zenma Ananias de nyame mpoka se chere ne de ko na enye ne kwakasa osan de maje no osi nyame awenyim akwei abibiara okompefo anyim na wakwaja abozin krate de womam abozin krate na monko bobo ankofu a was what Jesus Christ woni yegmo woni na mi na enku na nyame se mese kwa osan de mara na masodeko.
You know, repetitive occurrences leads to superstitious beliefs because you hear, you see that thing, it happened to your father. And you inquired, it happened to your grandfather. And that thing, it happened to your elder brother. And because that thing has been repeating itself in your family, you become afraid. Even though you were a believer, you don't venture. Isn't it true in your life? Yeah. That there are certain things that maybe it's sickness that Everybody in your family line experiences. Maybe in their marriages, they kind of experience a certain setback and things like that. Maybe it happens in their ministry. They become successful, it reaches a point and it's as if that is the line that they can reach. It occurs over and over again. And so you become a believer and somehow you limit yourself. There is fear in your life. When it comes to that aspect of your life, you are afraid that you also die young. Just like your brother and your sister and your father and your uncle. You are afraid that when you enter into that kind of profession or business, that thing will happen. Because in my family line, all those who went there, the devil deceived them. But I want you to know that God says that a new era is breaking up in your life.
Amen. Now, nyame pede tas de ebo fofro na abrefo for ashas de orisi. Na oya impenisi ndema pi esis wan abrabo. Yakwe busembusie ma ebi wo ha wonyine nche. Obedi be fortune na obi ewu. Enti de menze me wakokoda ma we di 35 ose man hwe nie ya ame so metam re aso adwuma na ze ode oye yinara no onye obi wo hosa aware ntam enyi ho na busem obiara wara na war ose obiara wane ba na so yezen and the means am we sisi we hu de oh any neba ye win any neba today nanso abe christian yin onje ntum de ono namba wontum na wonye dem osan isro ninti wama waye de webubu na mpro na war kana se de mamba won fa ho zin waba osan de amemye christian yin no wonje ntum osan isro neza wate neza wenyi we hu ninti oma empenpin wo jina fa akore.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
I want you to know that God does not want you to be afraid of death. God does not want you to be afraid of that sickness. God does not want you to be afraid that you also have that marital problem. Don't be afraid that you will fail in that business. Don't be afraid that you will fail in that ministry. Because the Lord told me to tell you that a new day is being opened in your life.
Amen.
Jesus said, "As sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof."
Now Jesus said,
next in other words, evil must not continue to perpetuate itself from day to day. All evil is time bound. A time comes that God opens a new era in your life and says that, look, that kind of sickness that has been disturbing in your family line, this is the cutoff point. This is the end of it. Your mother or your father may have gone through a certain calamity, and every time you get into situations like that, you become a pray. God says that a new day has begun because evil is not supposed to repeat itself unto the next day. The mercies of God, the Bible tells us, are new every morning. And so His mercy and His grace is going to deliver you, and you are going to venture. You are going to experience the life of God in that aspect of your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Nyame pada get us today. Oebo ekracha fofo hen abrabom de enzema wetwem ko nya wetwem ko osan de bon enye de otiado na okodo wo ajisen nechi osan de boni biara obesi ende no onye de otena osan osibio entima wesi de no nyame pede yetase de wesi wie na onsa na onsibio.
Somebody told me that, Pastor, I am afraid. The person has just taken seed. I am afraid because the person has miscarried about 2 times. She called me on the mobile phone. I said, look, there is a new day in your life. I just said something came upon me because as she was telling me the problem that she's afraid this one too is going to pass, something came upon me and I told her, look, God says that a new day has been opened into you in your life and his mercies are new. The mercies of God are going to keep this pregnancy. The person has kept the pregnancy and brought forth beautifully. I came Amen. To tell somebody over here that God says that he has opened a new day in your life. You see, when it is not your time for something, everything is difficult. Even the weak people will defeat you. But when it is your time, and God tells me to tell you that it is your time, when it is your time, the most difficult, wicked of people will all of a sudden submit himself and herself unto you. The most difficult of situation will bow to you without even giving up a fight, because God says that, look, every evil should end at the end of the day, and the next day my mercies are new every morning, and I'm going to be faithful to your life. Get rid of that fear in your life, because God says that a new day has been opened in your life.
Amen. Se we boy kata fofo he na bra boom na enzama afofo na orba besi za wet si da don we chemuko na oya mayat na ye hunu obi na nefun apon beya empene bi na ne basa enti shrokan wabra ofo a ye fun fofo no aka de sofo dam ye fun ya ma fempo musro de eyi so obopon nanso ohye ne kwa de nyame washa enzama afofo ase na nyame na huma bo no abibiara odezi da fofrum enti awo ma afe nyame bobo ho ban na nyame abono ho ban wa share na asumdwim ma wawo aba poto oda ache ma obiere nani ehu de ampa dami be nyame na ozadom enti ma yerfem nyame se wan manhen e dafofor en kratia fofora ono nyame obechase na watrodo no na ozi adumhe na brabo enti yenye isro biara kwa na bibiara ohyehen do no yenkenchen de ekunyimzi ga no waba na ame nawo yensa kan yenfa hoji wo Jesus nizin.
Fear not
Mesro.
Fear not
Mesro.
Fear not
Mesro.
Fear not
Mesro.
God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Nyame ofa isro enfa ndumhen.
Do not be entangled in fear again.
Mama isro onsha wudubio.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the fourth way that fear comes is by the spirit of slavery.
Na za otiana na oze isro banye enkwasom.
Romans chapter 8 and then verse 15, the Bible tells us that for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear.
Amen. Na Bible say yenje oye isro sunsun de yezi besha enkwasi bio.
Because if you have the spirit of bondage, you will be afraid.
Na se ewa enkwasom asa ana ehye enkwasom a ebosro.
The spirit of bondage is the spirit of slavery.
Na oye enkwasoma na de ehye enkwasoma sino oni ni susuma odi isro keseba.
It is a spirit that makes you a servant.
Na ono na oye wakwa.
And a servant is always afraid.
Na akwe biara osro.
Even when the servant is even doing the right thing, the servant is afraid.
Na se akwa oreza oye mpa eya isro bata ho.
But the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of bondage so that we fear.
Na nyame omanyen susuma oye enkwasumsumsum ama ame na we isro bibi.
The people of old, in the Old Testament, they had a spirit of slavery. That is how come they became very faithful, loyal servants of God. But the Bible is telling us that in Christ Jesus, you have not received again. In the Greek, it says that we have not received once again. Because the people of old had that spirit, but we have the spirit of a king. We are not afraid, and we do not have to be walking on the fringes of life in fear, like little mouse and rats, borrowing somebody's favorite word. But we have the spirit of a lion. We have the spirit of the kingdom. When Jesus Christ introduced the kingdom, he is bringing us the spirit of boldness.
Jesus, omanyen isro sunsun, wamanyen akukudru, yenyede inkra, na mbuan ketenketa, odude wokoy shapan ubiya, wasmans mawahun, na wamanyen jata nimu, ahwazende, amenawo, yaya himfo, yaya jata nimu jata, de, yebezim kunimu bibia, usande jata, onsro bibiara, ekombo kunmo ana wazihin, usande, abwebiara shahwanase.
You are not a slave anymore.
Enye akwabio.
Get rid of the spirit of slavery.
Because
there are many ways that the spirit of slavery manifests itself. I don't have time to deal with that. But the spirit of slavery will bring fear, introduce fear into your life. The Bible says that in place of that, he has given us the spirit of adoption, of sonship, so that we feel loved, so that we feel that even, you see, when a son, even when your son is doing something which is not right, he is not afraid. Because he knows that you will not throw him out of the house. No, it won't happen. But a servant will be afraid when he's doing the wrong thing. Because a servant does not belong to the house. But the son belongs to the house. And through Jesus, we have got the spirit of sonship. So that we are not afraid. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now what Jesus knew, one for him there, or by, yenye in quobium, one jene fin quasum, one yena ba imbem, and sisiano, yaya imba, na yenye in qua, in si yenisro, or send us a abofraba na aqua wofia. Ono abofraban oye bona oyimde ne papa na ne mame ba onkanu tabo anu enti onyisro biara za ofride oye manu no obeye na akwaze oreye bibiara ohwe nechi wadwenhu abie ne wakede the manzi manyenye ya me raba obekama tabo anu na Jesus say one manhen dem oba sunsum no yenye enku abio.
May God cause the revelation of sonship to be strong in your life.
Amen.
Because it will drive away the spirit of slavery. I want to tell Africa that you are free from slavery. It doesn't matter the kind of history that we have had. In Christ Jesus, we are free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. The final way that fear comes is what I refer to as unfounded fear.
Na za otia enuminde isro biara onyifapem.
Fear is a spirit, it comes upon people like that.
Na isro oyesunsum na oba enkofo honodo.
There are various terms that people use. Psychologists, they may call it phobia, irrational fear, three main types of phobias. They can go into all of these things, but I need to make you to understand that God has not given us the spirit of fear so that we are afraid, even when we do not know why we are afraid, even to take that step. You want to take that step, but you are afraid. I came to advise you today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that overcome that fear, face that fear and overcome it, confront that fear. Hallelujah. Courage does not mean that you do not have any element of fear, but you ignore the fear and you take the step all the same. Yeah. That is what I want to encourage all of you, in whatever area the devil is sitting on your life, that you cannot express the progress and the life of God. You cannot walk forward in your life. I want you to know that God says that you should not be afraid. 366 times, the Bible says that fear not. Every day, he does not want you to be afraid. Anytime God comes to a human being, the first thing he tells him is don't be afraid, because he knows that fear can prevent you from moving your life forward. I want to encourage all of you in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's right. Don't be afraid, even when your fear is not founded. Take that step in courage and boldness, and you will see that truly that kind of thing was irrational, and you needn't have frozen and stagnated your life in whatever aspect it was, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Now, I mean, now, mama, yema isro biara oni fapim pape biara se owo fapim owa kancheri mpono nyamese ondum yen isro sunsun na yensor waka osande babo nama yata se bede aha eba mpen aha eba sa na ne mbrede mama yesro bibiara osande esro no nyame nyim de bibia onyi fapem no so oban na braboma o ma ye gina fa akor yenton kokan enti wa kan empelipi de mesro naza esro no jifi wadwenim na ma wa ye de onyi fapem na wose de na eye de ya obesi wa brabom no jigamazi nya fiutrim ne twana mana ode etu na impuntu na kankwa ode oba no ombra osande nyame se mesro bibiara.
We are looking at the spirit of the New Testament. And we do not want to live our lives like Old Testament people. Because if you look all throughout the writings of Paul, he tells us clearly that if you live your life like an Old Testament person, then Christ died in vain.
Na Paul won na tro in arem no o ma yet as there say yebonye ne brat there o won na wo apam dado numa na o chere there nyan Christ ni wo ogowi no we wujen.
Elsewhere he says that you frustrate or set aside the grace of God.
Na a baby so us there yet say o ye nyame na dom na oza dom he no,
but that should not be spoken about us. I said that should not be spoken about us. That as for us, the grace of God is there, but we put it aside. That as for us, we make the dying of Jesus Christ in vain. Because we have been entangled with the yoke of bondage again. One day I'm going to teach you on the subject that we crucify Jesus. Because it's easy to point your fingers at the Roman soldiers, point your fingers at Judas, point your fingers at the Jewish people and say that they are very wicked people. How could they do such a thing? But we killed Jesus, all of us.
Pontius Pilate no onwa na wakaka wina empenipi no yatenti hene sa yakere dam kofi na ame na wo yaka ho na yebo Jesus asendwem.
A New Testament Christian should not be regulated by fear. In fact, it grieves the heart of God when he looks at his children who have the spirit of Jesus Christ and then they run back into bondage. He wonders, these people, don't they know what I am to them? Don't they know the greater one in them? Why are they allowing themselves to be afraid?
Na eye ne se nyame hwe ne mba wasasu de oze adom de oya Christ oza adom hen na oya ye masuro kwan ma obese hen abrabo na biblia onye de ame na uye gwan na yakoto no na ye gwan akoto osan de isuro no wa ben abrabo mi bio na onye nyame na oza adom na ame na wo na yakofa isuro na wa ji hen efiaso no yesan yesaboto hen do.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.